Juicebox is a sexuality education show geared to adult audiences. Listener discretion is advised. Juicebox Radio, where sexuality educators quench your search for responsible, progressive sexuality over your lifespan. Juicebox, featured on the coolest campus and community radio station, CITR 101.9 FM, fresh and live in the Lotus Land of Vancouver, BC. Or maybe you're one of our many online or podcast listeners from juiceboxradio.com. Any way that you came to share this special hour, I'm glad to have you. And I say I'm because I'm all by myself tonight in the very cozy, little, old, and much needed in a paint job station of CITR. But we are fresh and live in the Lotus Land of Vancouver, so that's the best part. And tonight on Juicebox, I have a bit of a different show in store for you. I'm going to be taking calls all hours, so if you have a burning question for little old me, just please feel free to call in. And that's at 604-822-2487 is the online number. So I'm sure you've been getting kind of tired of hearing about this, but the funding drive is still on. It's happening, I think, for another couple of days, and I haven't received any pledges so far. So tonight I thought, well, you know what? I'm just going to be appealing to all of my listeners to try to send a little bit of money CITR's way in the name of Juicebox and as a way of saying thank you for over 3 years of sexual health education. Pretty comprehensive, pretty entertaining show. Some shows have been better than others, but, you know, I think as a way of saying thank you to Juicebox, it would be so fabulous if you could call and or go online and give us some cashola. I think you can do the call-in during 10 a.m. to 8 p.m. kind of thing. So since it's 10 o'clock at night right now, you have to kind of do it online, which is on citr.ca donate. So really easy to find. That's at citr.ca. Donate, and you can contact during the 10 a.m. to 8 p.m. at 822-6848. That's 8648 to donate. Please do so. Make me look good, will you? My goodness. So tonight, yeah, I'm going to talk a bit about the funding drive in between playing some really cool music from what's called the Wet Spots. These guys are fabulous, male and female comedy team that do just an amazing, entertaining show. If you haven't seen it yet, you've got to see it. And I think you can find out when their next show is at wetspotsmusic.com. I'm going to play you the first song, which I played last week on Juicebox and didn't give the Wet Spots kudos. And I think I did that the week before as well. So I apologize. But yeah, this is the first song. And maybe you can call in and tell me what you think. 822-2487.
Well, my father says you're nifty,
and you've heard of Baudelaire,
and we both agree that human rights abuses are unfair. You understand your feelings,
and you're not afraid to share,
and I think I could do something with your hair. You smell nice,
and you're groovy,
and we both like foreign movies. My mother says you have that touch of class.
Well, I can see a shining future
where we'll dialogue and nurture.
But there's one last thing I feel I need to ask. Do you take it in the ass? Do you take it in the ass? 'Cause you're beautiful and curvy, but unless you're kind of pervy, there's no way you and me are gonna last. Do you take it in the ass? Do you take it in the ass? When it comes to brains, you've got 'em, but unless you play the bottom, I'm afraid I'm gonna have to take a pass. Well, you're adorable, reliable, but is your anus pliable? That's the information that I need. Well, you would do it if you love me. If you're nervous, squat above me, you'll be able to depth and speed. Do you take it in the ass? Do you take it in the ass? 'Cause I've ordered in a shipment of the relevant equipment. I've got lubricant and poppers and some brass. Do you take it in the ass? Do you take it in the ass? If you need more on this type of penetration, we can always take a correspondence class. You see, I'm not the kind of fella who can get up on vanilla. No, I need a little color in my sex.
Well, honey pie, it just so happens that I brought my Day-Glo strap on and some mescaline to heighten the effect.
Ready?
Do you take it in the air?
Usually just for birthday presents or Christmas is what I usually like to say. To those men out there, so many of you want to have anal sex. I know it's a very common practice, a very common desire. I find some women are pretty much that's all they want. Some men, that's all they want. And others, like myself, choose to give it only to the most deserved. And not very often. So it's a whole range. And you should be careful when you're doing that kind of play. It is the most risky sexual practice to do for multiple reasons. But this isn't an ass sex show. So this is a show that is going to be talking about the funding drive and featuring the fabulous music of the Wet Spots, of which you just heard. And that one was Do You Take It? And this was recorded in 2003, and I think that they've done some new stuff since then, but their shows are fabulous. Go and check it out if they are actually on. I think wetspotsmusic.com, you can find out details. The other thing I was thinking of doing this hour to keep everyone kind of interested and engaged and perhaps masturbating, which is what I would like my listeners to do if you're listening to my show, and that is to read you some erotic poetry. And I got some really cool stuff from the net, where I like to get most of my information. And These poems I'm going to be reading to you tonight are from Robert Birch, who is a PhD down somewhere in the States, and he wrote these in 2002. So I think they're kind of beautiful, and that's why I wanted to read them. A bit of a contrast from the Wet Spots Entertainment, so we're doing a contrast show. The first poem that I want to read is called The Oral Caress by Robert Birch. Cradled between your tender thighs, I lift you to my mouth. The abundance of your wetness greets me, and my mouth overflows with your warm essence. Your sweet taste is on my tongue, and your fragrance delights my senses. No gentle lick this visit, no bashful, cautious approach, for I wish to consume you. Push against my hungry mouth as the tip of my tongue slides up the slippery furrow that welcomes me between rows of delicate pink petals. Thrust against my generous tongue. Show me the power of your desire for my oral caress. My exploring tongue lifts the hood and finds your smooth, firm pearl. You squeal in that unique way, signaling that I have found your special spot. I harden in response. My jaws protests what my open mouth provides, but I am unrelenting in my gift, intent only on your fulfillment. I feel your body tense, and you are quiet now, concentrating, bearing down. Soon now, my love, ecstasy approaches. You push hard and fast against my tongue, shameless in using me, and I so willingly comply until you cry out. And in your satisfaction, I will find mine, but mine will be the greater. Now that was called The Oral Caress by Robert Birch. I think very hot. Ah, yes, well, here I am, all alone, feeling kind of saucy. And maybe that has to do with the fact that I don't have an audience. It's just me and the big condom-covered microphone. Interesting. So, again, I mentioned that tonight's going to be about the funding drive, too. Apparently, we're at close to $10,000, and our goal is $40,000. So maybe there's some rich wannabe sugar daddy out there who's been dying to take care of me and pay for my luscious love and services, of which, by the way, I'm very good at. $20,000 in the name of Juicebox? I think that would guarantee me a show for eternity. And if you like my voice, I suggest you send in some money to keep us going, because CITR is going to crumble into a million tiny pieces without the support that it so desperately and deservedly needs. So I'm just saying, really, there's so many awesome gifts that come with your smallest pledges, like $25. You get all kinds of stuff that can make that money back in no time at all. There's really cool shirts that are really good quality and funky art, not just those lame things that you don't really want to wear. And honestly, you get so many gifts, it's just so worth it. And if you don't want the gifts and you want a tax receipt anyway, you can do that as well. So you know what? You're not just pledging to support Juicebox, but you're pledging to support CITR and the amazing, you know, service that we provide to the community out there. Campus and Community Radio needs our help. I recommend that you call in. And that's from 10 o'clock to 8 o'clock, 8 o'clock at night, 10 o'clock in the morning. And that's at 604-822-8648. Or you can check out the website, citr.ca, and there's a donate page there. I'm sure you'll be able to find it. So what's next? I think another Wet Spot song. I'm feeling a little bit parched. I think I need to take a little drink of water. And I would love it if you'd stay tuned, and I'll be back. And I will take calls tonight, so if you feel like calling and you never do, do it now. 604-822-2487, and I'll be back.
darling, you are looking mighty fine.
Why, thank you.
I wasn't talking to you.
Oh.
And I think that we could show you quite a time. Don't try to say it's wrong. Don't try to say this song was only meant for two. Get on the freeway to a three-way rendezvous.
Enterprisingly, I'm drinking, not surprisingly. I'm thinking the intoxicating thought of eating you.
Well, thank you.
Not you.
No.
Now, I don't know your name or what you do, but all the same, I got a kinky proposition or a few. I got some ideas for you, my dear. And I bet my loving lover's got some too.
Yes, I do.
Get on the freeway to a three-way rendezvous.
Darling, I know the future's plain to see. It's just you. Nearby.
And the sitter's not expecting us till two.
That's true.
Get on the freeway to a three-way rendezvous.
And bring some friends along too.
Get on the freeway to a three-way
So you are in Juicebox listening to The Wet Spots, Ribbed for Pleasure from 2003. It's the only album I have. And interestingly enough, the couple that did this CD approached me for a three-way rendezvous as well. I was very flattered, of course, and I'm very big on group sex. I think it can be a healthy way to express yourself and get new ideas to bring home to lovers or to find out about for yourself. It's also really good if you really just want to be spoiled rotten and make that request of your other lovers that are involved, totally surrendering to absolute ecstasy. Sounds pretty good to me. Anyway, here we are, CITR, desperately needing some money to upgrade equipment and do all kinds of things, and so it's up to you listeners to pledge. More about that later. So I'm going to read another poem from our beautiful poet Robert Birch. This one is called Bodyscape. From where I lie nestled between your tender thighs, I see stretching before me the spectacular landscape of your beautiful body. My nose is surrounded by the untrimmed bush that sprouts upon a bony ridge. Unseen, my tongue has found the fountain of your womanhood, and your earthy taste is sweet within my mouth. My eyes travel across the flat plain of your soft stomach, lingering at that shallow crater, where a small gold ring decorates the rim most distant from me. In a rolling meadow to the lush foothills of your breasts, small firm mountains, a matched set, twin peaks each topped with its own perky nipple, sitting alert as though calling out for attention. Beyond the mountains, your chest and neck display the warm, reddish flush that signals your arousal, like flowers announcing the coming of spring. My eyes travel over your chin, finding full lips that reveal nothing of your intense inner pleasure, save a small upturning of each corner. Your eyes are tightly closed as you look deep within. Golden hair provides a wispy frame for your lovely face as you are swept up in the avalanche of your arousal. Your face reveals no recognition of my presence, for you are swallowed up in the ecstasy of your sexual pleasures. As I now concentrate on my pleasure in giving to you, I close my eyes, for I have captured the landscape of your body. Your indelible image is imprinted on my mind, and in fantasy, I will swallow you up. My mouth will consume you, taking you in, and you becoming a part of me and I of you, until the plains heave up, the mountains shake, and the bodyscape before me erupts with the fury buried within the deepest strata of your passionate soul. And that's called Bodyscape by Robert Birch. God, that guy's good. He's good. I like him. I don't know. What do you think? Somebody called while I was reading that, and of course I couldn't answer because I was in the middle of reading a poem. So if you want to call back when I play this music, that would be great. I would love to hear from you. And the song I'm going to be playing now is called Wherever You're Going, I'd Like to Come.
One day may be a sun day, even a Monday, I'm going to come. Night, I'll get it just right, and then I just might finally take flight one night with lots of patience and some vibration. To come in certain magazines and movies that I see, those hoarse orgasmic screams, they make it look so easy. You meet someone, you like them, and you trust them. They take you to the border, but you never get through customs. And God help me be adventuresome, 'cause Jesus Christ, I deserve to come. A girl who given this much head, ought to get to soak your face instead. And I'm going where the lube is flowing, the sun don't shine, where I'll be glowing. Wherever you're going, I'd like to come.
back to come.
Oh, Julia, Julia, Julia. I just realized that I had the mic on. I was talking on the phone. Good Lord. I apologize for ruining that beautiful song. Whenever you're wherever you're going, I'd like to come by the Wet Spots. And that's wetspotsmusic.com. Wow, that was really dumb. Hopefully it didn't sound too bad, but I guess I'll have to listen to the podcast later, won't I? Because we have everything on podcast now. Oh, so super fancy. And you gotta love that. So, you know what? Funding drive, that's what I want to talk about right now. I'm going to talk about that for a few minutes. You've got till the 24th of November to put in your pledges. $25 gets you a friends card and a CD. The friends card's got all kinds of cool stores and restaurants like Slickety Gems and Burgoo's Angels and really fancy, cool places like that in Vancouver. And you can get your money back in a heartbeat. So that's all you need. That's all you get for $25. That's like a ton. You get a new CD. There's really cool CDs to be offered for that. And it goes up to $250 donation or more, of course. But the $250 donation gets you all kinds of stuff. 2 friends cards to get, 1 to give away to somebody else, 10 CDs, 2 CITR shirts, which are very cool and put on American Apparel quality shirts, 2 limited edition shirts, which are even cooler. I've seen the art, really cool, and a hoodie. So honestly, come on, you guys, come on, give us some money. We need it. There's lots of reasons we need it, but I'm sure you've been hearing about it all week, and I don't want to get into that too much. I'll do that in the second half of the hour, why CITR so desperately needs cashola from dedicated listeners like yourself. So, well, let's see. It's almost the half-hour mark. I think what I'll do is read a quick little poem before we go to the break, and actually, we're kind of taking a lot of breaks, aren't we? But you know, the usual with the PSAs and blah, 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 the half-hour mark thing we have to do. So this poem is called The Music of Love, and it's by Robert Birch. Bodies warm with passion's heat, pressed together in a hungry embrace. Intertwined, we move as one, synchronizing to the inner beat of desire's baton. The erotic rhythm of hips in motion, thrusting in time with the melody that steals its way from the depths of our most primitive selves. A harmony of sounds unintelligible, voiced only by passionate lovers. Bodies warm with passion's heat, hard dancing to the music of love. How nice is that? If only some wonderful lovers of mine would write me poems like that, or songs like this one. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver, or CITR.ca via podcast. Thanks for tuning in. We'll be right back.
It happens fairly often when we get to getting off, and then a soft and tender thud comes through the wall.
We know that they can hear us. It's their little way to cheer us on, since they apparently have no sex at all.
We suspect that they're a little shy. Yes, that must be the reason why they never seem to look us in the face.
We'll have to have a do where we invite them over to get to know us in a confidential way, and we'll say, it's great that you came by to see the pad. Hi there, we're your kinky neighbors. How lovely that you brought your mom and dad.
Won't you step in and have a gin and tonic? We'll mix it up and serve it in a nice colonic. Hi,
hi,
we're your kinky neighbors,
and we know how to treat our neighbors right.
Have you met our friend Horatio? He's gifted at, but Geraldine's a top and somewhat frigid.
I see you have a massive fist. Are you a sadomasochist? If so, Manuel can handle up to 20 inches.
Hi there, we're your kinky neighbors. Thank you so much for calling the police. Hi there, we're your
kinky neighbors. They've learned to show up with their truncheons greased.
If you should be awakened by some screaming late at night, it only means their nipple clamps are on a little tight. So hi,
hi, we're your kinky neighbors, and we know how to treat our neighbors right.
Hi,
hi, we're your super duper kinky neighbors, and we know how to treat our neighbors.
It happens fairly often when we get to getting off, and then a soft and tender thud comes through the wall.
We know that they can hear us. It's their little way to cheer us on, since they apparently have no sex at all.
We suspect that they're a little shy. Yes, that must be the reason why they never seem to look us in the face.
We'll have to have a do where we invite them over to get to know us in a confidential way. And we'll say, hi there, we're your kinky neighbors. It's great that you came by to see the pad. Hi there, we're your kinky neighbors. How lovely that you brought your mom and dad.
Won't you step in and have a gin and tonic? We'll mix it up and serve it in a nice cold lawn.
We're your kinky neighbors, and we know how to treat our neighbors right.
Have you met our friend Horatio? He's gifted at fellatio, but Geraldine's a top and somewhat frigid.
I see you have a massive fist. Are you a sadomasochist? If so, Manuel can handle up to 20 inches.
Hi there, we're your kinky neighbors. Thank you so much for calling the police. Hi there, we're your kinky neighbors. They've learned to show up with their truncheons greased.
If you should be awakened by some screaming late at night, it only means their nipple clamps are on a little tight. So hi,
hi, we're your kinky neighbors, and we know how to treat our neighbors right.
Hi,
hi, we're your super duper kinky neighbors, and we know how to treat our neighbors.
It happens fairly often when we get to...
It's the CITR Funding Drive Rap Party, featuring the Notes from Underground, They Shoot Horses, Don't They, Ben Sinister, and Sunrise, at the Lamplighter, 1210 Abbott Street in Gastown, on Saturday, November 25th, 2006. Doors at 9, tickets at Scratch, Zulu, Red Cat, featuring prizes, cheap drink specials, and all proceeds going towards CITR. And thanks again to all those listeners who donated.
You are in Juicebox. Thanks for listening. Thanks for tuning in. It is a bit of a different show tonight. A little bit more about the funding drive happening for the next couple of days. And just wanting to feature this fabulous couple, Cass and John. Cass King and John Woods of the Wet Spots, and seen them perform a few times. Absolutely hilarious. You can find out more about them on wetspotsmusic.com. The last song you heard there was the Kinky Neighbor song. Yes, I think that these two were quite kinky, I have to admit. I get that sense from the few times I've seen them in action. definitely good. Good entertainment. Here's the intro to their live show, which again is hilarious.
Put your hands together for the Wet Spots, everybody! Loud and clear.
Okay. Well, we'd like you all to raise your left hand as high as you can. Raise it up to the sky. Channel the power of the universe through your left hand. And now, and can you feel it? Of the person sitting right next to you. Come on! Come on! Christ! You're more than. All right, everybody. Now we want you to repeat after me. I promise to go home tonight.
To go home tonight.
And make the Wet Spots huge.
And make the Wet Spots huge.
We love you. And we'll respect you in the
Juice Box is a sexuality education show geared to adult audiences. Listener discretion is advised.
Yes, yes, I forgot to do that. I'm usually very good at it, but a bit of a strange show tonight, so a bit discombobulated. I love that word, discombobulated. You have two more days to give to a very worthy cause with CITR, and please visit their website, citr.ca/donate, right now, and make me look good, please, because I don't think anyone has pledged in the name of Juicebox, and it's just not going to look good on me, guys. So if you can dig a little bit into the pockets, not that much, $25 or hopefully more like $100 or $200, you get all kinds of amazing giveaways. So it's really worth it, and it would be really nice if I got at least one donation. So please. Anyway, reading a bit of poetry as well, because I love erotic poetry almost as much as I love erotic movies. And I don't mean crazy, slurpy, crazy porn movies. I've had my fill of those. I like movies that have a little bit of taste and creativity and mystery, stuff like that. Like sex should be kind of creative, you know, erotic, sensuous, mysterious. You don't know what's going to happen next. The best lovers in the world, I think, are the ones that are creative and obviously intuitive and pay attention to their lovers and what their lovers are saying and communicating non-verbally to them. But also the ones that constantly surprise you, whether it's with a pinch here, a tickle here, a hand brush here, you know, sort of playing the piano kind of feeling on your private parts, stuff like that. My lover that I have right now is the best lover I've ever had, and boy, he rocks my world. I've asked him to write a book, The Tao of Dan. Let's hope it gets out soon. Oh, and there's something I forgot to tell you. Little Caroline and I, my beautiful, sensuous, intelligent, lovely co-host, Caroline, and I are going to be giving a blowjob workshop on December 9th, and that is going to be somewhere in the Vancouver Lower Mainland. Keep in touch with juiceboxradio.com to find out when and where exactly, but it will be December 9th, which is a Saturday, and it's going to be a blowjob workshop, and you have to bring something to suck on. So hopefully it'll be a dildo, something that looks like a penis, so that we can show you the ins and outs of this beautiful practice. A friend of mine sent me an email today with some research that has just recently come out of the States saying that giving blowjobs and swallowing ejaculate helps prevent breast cancer. I looked high and low at this thing, and it seemed as legitimate as research studies are, and I just was so perplexed, and I don't believe it, but I will get back to you on that. But speaking of blowjobs, they're fun to do, especially if you get the favor returned. So it's best to learn how to do them well, because then whoever you're giving them to is going to want to return it. All right, so a little poetry. This one is called After the Dance is Over. We danced as lovers dance to music only we had heard, a hot beat to which we moved in perfect time with perfect sync. Unhurried, though, each driven on, both knowing how the dance would end. We shared the lead as the tempo quickened. You followed me, I followed you, each wanting that conclusion as ageless passion demands its due. Our cries loud as bodies yield, sounds from deep within escaped to alert close neighbors to the simultaneous climax of our dance. The music softened, mellow in its final strains. We curled together, our contented bodies, our cries at last subdued, and only now a gentle purring. In this quietness, our muffled moans yell out a thousand words of utter joy in celebration of our dance, in recognition of our love. We laughed and played a while, although our dance had ended. Naked, you fed me grapes, a piece of chocolate pressed to my lips, combining with the sweetness of your essence that still lingered in my mouth. bodies young, but if in our minds still needing gentle, caring touch, still needing tender, lasting love. The beat has changed. Soft music now, after the dance is over. And I like that because it talks about what lovemaking is really about, which is giving and taking and tempo quickening and slowing, and also that neighbors can hear you sometimes, and that really will do, I think, better than anything else that I have ever heard of or known in my experience, or other people I've talked to about this, that when you overhear someone making love, people making love with each other, it just stirs something in you instantly. And, you know, you just get, everything gets flowing, everything gets hardened, and before you know it, you're doing it as well, whether you're masturbating or having sex with whomever is beside you. So I like that about that poem. And that was by Robert Birch. I am going to play another Wet Spot song because they're just hilarious and I love them. This one is called Smack My Bottom, and it's really, really cute. So stay tuned. You're in Juice Box.
It's a little sing-along song. Are y'all warmed up? You ready to sing along, folks? All right, you can do it if you want.
Dick and Jane were on a date. Dickie said, it's getting late. How's about a little kiss? Well, Jane grabbed her ankle, said, how about this? Won't you smack my bottom?
Smack my bottom.
Won't you smack my bottom?
Smack my bottom.
Won't you smack my bottom till my tiny little honey glows?
Last year at the Easter feast, Lulu met the parish priest. She said, Father, don't be coy. You can dress me up like an altar boy. And then you smack my bottom.
Smack my bottom.
You can smack my bottom.
Smack my bottom.
Won't you smack my bottom?
CEO of crap.com, a billionaire at 21. He lost it all in last year's crash, so now for $20 cash, you can smack his bottom.
Smack his bottom.
You can smack his bottom.
Smack his bottom.
You can smack his bottom till his tiny little honey glows. All right.
He's always looking for a fight. The only thing he really liked were those frat boy games on hazy nights. He said, smack my bottom.
Smack my bottom.
He said, smack my bottom.
Smack my bottom.
He said, smack my bottom till my tiny little honey glows.
If you enjoyed our little song, maybe you'd like to sing along. If you're feeling in the mood, just grab that hot tramp next to you and say, smack my bottom. You can smack my bottom till my tiny little honey glows.
Ooh. Smack my bottom till my tiny little honey glows. You gotta love that title. That's from the Wet Spots. Beautiful Cass King and gorgeous John Woods, recorded by Stephen Drake live at the Lotus Hotel and pretty much live at Greenhouse Studios in the Lotus Land of Vancouver. Fabulous little CD, and there's, I think, one more little song to play at the end. I think I'll leave it after this next little poem by an anonymous writer, and it's a bit of a story. It's called Prisoner of the Night, and night is spelled like the night of the round table. So give it a listen. I think it's hot, but I think it's also very, very interesting story, very sad. So here we go. Prisoner of the Night. You know me not by day. The night is my domain. That is where you come for me. I long for your peaceful slumber when the spinning of your mind ceases, no longer diverting the pursuit of pleasure. I wait impatiently, lonely for your touch, until you dream once again. That place beyond is where you find me. Forever there, I am drunk with anticipation, writhing, ready for your touch. Impale me, that is what I'm pleading for. Pervasion, the surging passion of union, divine intoxication. Is it ecstasy or madness? Rest in me, calm yourself in my still waters, raging as a tempest against your shore. Awaken not once more without me. A prisoner, existing only for your embrace. Reason erases remembrance when you arise. By day it holds me hostage, or is it you bound by this quest? Always retreating, I keep you with iron chains, invisible yet strong as spiders' webs, that no man can tear asunder. Goddess, granting secret desires, with deathless lips I call out to you, breathless, release me from this exile. Pierce deeply with your sword, bring me forth into the dawn to be scorched by the blazing sun, made one. But alas, day again, your memory's fleeting, the feel of soft skin fading, hard armor cracking. Was it a fantasy? No, I cry out, it was real. Can you not hear me, even now? Beckoning from the void like an elusive thought, skimming the outskirts of your mind, torrid rustling, tantalizing imagination with desire. Logic banished me. He is king of day. Contemplating the loss of his empire, he must not risk entrapment by a siren, a bewitcher of men, who would captivate, fascinate. This would be a loner, stretching archer, weakening defenses, distracting from his aim. After sunset, you are mine, always returning. Discernment cannot control you then, for I am queen of night. Reflecting like a silver moon, the word of truth echoing faintly in your ears. How can judgment be right to keep you from me? It tries to hold you torn, not knowing. Destiny unrecognized, longing in the stirring silence of morning. You must decide, worthy virgin or scarlet whore, treacherous vixen or sacred priestess, leading to a paradise not yet found. You will discover truth when you defeat separation and deliver me, allowing me to permeate your fortress. Only when night and day unite and reign together as one will there be peace in your tormented land. Oh, noble knight, see me as I am. Look into my eyes, face your fear. Mine is not a lying mouth whispering sweet nothings. I beg you to release me. Do not forsake me this time. Take me with you into the night, and I will guide you to a nirvana of delight. Please remember me. That one was quite beautiful. Prisoner of the Night. And I think it speaks a little bit to the fight between men and women. What do you think? Why don't you give me a call? 822-2487, that's 604-822-2487. And with the last 10 minutes of the show tonight, a very different sort of show geared towards the funding drive, you have a few more days to give your pledge in via online by credit card would be the best, and that's at citr.ca/donate, or calling from 10 a.m. to 8 p.m. at 8648. Please do it. Please do it. Say that you heard on Juicebox that CITR has been on the air for almost 25 years, and they're non-commercial. They have very limited ways of making money, and you know what? We've been providing the most amazing public service for so many years to listeners like yourself. And it's now your chance to give back. So I think it's a good opportunity, and I think you should take advantage of it, especially if you say that Juicebox sent you. Make me look good. And a little a little plug for myself. I am doing with my lovely co-host Caroline, who will be back next week, a blowjob workshop on December 9th. Yes, we are going to be teaching you the fine art of giving a good oral sex performance on your lover as a male. So men who like sucking cock are also welcome, but it'll probably be mostly girls, and you have to make sure you bring something to suck on. So those are the stipulations. But check our website, juiceboxradio.com, to find out more information about that fun and exciting blowjob workshop on December 9th. So let's see. Wet Spots. Let's play one more song by them. They have a great song called Piggy Pile, and I love it. Here it is.
It's time to soundproof all the walls. Give our special friends a call. Lord, if all the neighbors down the hall, there's gonna be a piggy pile. It's time to lay some plastic down. Spread the Crisco all around. Honey, send the kiddies out of town. There's gonna be a piggy pile. Sex toys on the sofa. There's condoms by the door. The purple pills are on the windowsill. And the hostess rolling on the floor. All the girls are wet and wiggly, and all the boys are ripe and wriggly. Everybody's creased and giggly in the middle of the piggy pile. Leave your trousers on the chair.
Oh, dig those sexy underwear.
Oh, say, who does your pubic hair?
You're styling up the piggy pile.
Well, listen up, honey, you're in luck, cause you can either make it with Sue or Chuck. Everybody's gonna find a friend down at the piggy pile. Well, there's room for everybody, and there's no need to be shy. It's a potluck party for the very naughty, so grab a big piece of your favorite pie. All the girls are wet and wiggly, and all the boys are ripe and wriggly. Guess where I found Mr. Quigley? At the bottom of the piggy pile. Boys are getting kinky, and all the girls are hot and stinky. Just for fun, I dropped a Twinkie in the middle of the piggy pile. But it really doesn't matter if you're rich or poor. Roll out for the erotic anatomic tour. It's been 5 days, we still want more. Welcome to the piggy pile. Welcome to the piggy pile. Well, it's been 5 days in a sweaty haze, and we're still crazy about the piggy pile.
Thank you very much.
About a toy of larger size, and by all means, friends, go out and purchase one.
But should your prudishness preempt it, then you may be sorely tempted to improvise with what you have on.
Seems a perfect fit. We advise you wait a bit. Listen to this song, and you will understand.
1, 2, 1, 2, 3, 4.
Never put a fish in your bum, chum. Not even one tiny little fish stick in your bum. Never put a fish in
an erection, but it should have caused infection. So never, 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 never put a fish in your bum.
Never put a vacuum in your bum, chum. Never put that shiny tendon hose in your bum.
And don't put it on your cock either.
Never put a vacuum in your crack, Jack. There's better ways to tidy up brown back.
Well, I'll bet you $150 that the experience is really gonna suck. So never, 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 never put a vacuum in your bum.
Put a cell phone in your bum, mum. That's just a general rule of thumb. Never put a cell phone in your ass,
Cass.
Ain't no reception of your Kuiper pass.
Radiation causes sterilization and eventual loss of all sensation. So never, 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 never put a cell phone in your bum.
Put a bowling ball up your ass.
That's just crass.
And that mother's never gonna pass. Don't roll that big thing up your lane, Jane. Have you gone totally insane?
Although it's safer than a trout, it can be hard to get the damn thing out. So never, 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 never put a bowling ball in your bum. We love your bums.
And every year, thousands of people are hospitalized because they make bad anal choices.
That's right, honey.
And we want you to know that you can save yourself a trip to the emergency room if you just make a short detour to the toy store and buy yourself a quality silicone butt plug.
I hear women's wear is nice.
Not that kind of plug, honey.
All right.
But you should know never to buy a novelty toy because novelties are meant to be kept on your knick-knack shelf. Beside your fake vomit and your whoopee cushion. If it's a novelty, it might be made out of softened PVC, which is a material so toxic that Health Canada banned its use for dog toys. So buy silicone, folks, and remember, your ass is not a joke.
One, two, three, four.
If you accept these tips in your pursuit of anal kicks, you're sure to have a lot of good, clean fun. You're going to have a ball. Just relax and start out small. And don't forget to wash it when you're done.
Shoo-ba-doo-ba-doo-ba-doo-ba-doo-ba-doo. Yes, yes, the wet spots, so fabulous. Hope you enjoyed being entertained tonight by them and myself with a little bit of erotic poetry. So we'll be back next Wednesday with another original juice box. I hope that you join us. It will be Caroline and I with, I'm sure, some really hot and sexy topic. So now, in the meantime, please email me. Please let me know you're listening. And that's at julia@juiceboxradio.com. That's right, I am Julia. And it'd be wonderful to know that you're listening to me so I don't feel so lonely here. Stay tuned for Hans Claus's Misery Hour next. And thanks for dropping into Juicebox Radio. We'll be back next week at the sexy hour of 10 o'clock. You just experienced Juicebox Radio, a show dedicated to developing your relational and individual sexual health, expressing diversity, celebrating queerness, and encouraging pleasure at all stages. Be sure to tune into Juicebox every Wednesday night at 10. In the meantime, you can check out juiceboxradio.com. Thanks for listening.
You're gonna have to get into it. You're